Welcome, everybody, to The Rad Life, the only talk radio show that takes you along with host and age explorer Rod Gontos on his continuing journey of discovery into life's challenges, opportunities, options, and all the latest and greatest things that come with getting older. The Rad Life is brought to you this week by Your Home for a Lifetime, a company dedicated to empowering you to stay safely, independently, and comfortably in your own home. And now here is your host, Rad Gontos.
Good afternoon, Paul. Wow, you're really being an age explorer this way, but the other way this time here.
Well, just when you think you're seeing me coming, now I'm out of the door.
Usually
the other
you're talking to older and older people about getting, and now you're talking about people, young people who are off in amazing journeys here.
Yeah, but you see, this is the cool thing about you is you set me up every single time. Right?
That's my job.
Because what we've also said is age is just a number, right?
Right.
Okay, so...
So if you can't think, imagine yourself doing something at 101, how about doing something at 11?
Tabe, how old do you think Paul is?
Oh, don't even go there.
Yeah. Well, let's go there. How old do you think he is?
100? 90, maybe?
Look at him.
No cheating.
You can tell the truth.
No cheating. You
can tell the truth. Go ahead. I'll just cut your
56.
Mic off.
56.
Wow. You really made a friend there.
You made a friend there. Okay. He is diplomatic. He is a special kid.
But he sounds pretty, like, nice, right? And cool and easygoing, right? Yeah.
And old.
And old. He's 61, actually. 60, right?
61.
61, yeah. 61.
He was close.
Yeah. But age is a number, right? So I would almost say, Paul, I don't know you that long, but I would say that you probably have always had sort of this childlike quality.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And at the same
Look
time,
at me. I'm still dressed like I'm 12. I'm dressed like your guest here.
Yeah, you should see him when he wears his cargo shorts. It's not a pretty picture. Okay, but he actually got talked to about that by a fashion designer that we had in the show one time.
Wow.
So yeah. So his signature is cargo shorts. Now he's wearing cargo jeans. So you know it's close. All right, but so you also, I would say, have sort of characteristics of an old soul, right? Would you say, Paul?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I love old movies and I love old
choice
music.
Choice of music and stuff.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, again, age is just a number, right? Besides, if you start thinking about reincarnation, that's a totally different story,
oh,
too,
yeah,
right?
Oh, yeah, all right. That is one number on an endless journey here.
So, people, if you're listening to us live, then you
also... If
you're
listening to us dead, then don't go any further here. But if you're listening to us live...
Thank you for supporting us until you're very end. But, no, if you're listening to us live on octalkradio.net, I just want to let you guys know that we're also running live right now, streaming on YouTube, right, Paul?
YouTube and OC. You can go to Facebook and look up your Facebook page or our Facebook page, OC Talk Radio. Either one,
okay,
and you'll see the live video streaming.
Right. So there's some video going on here today. We try to do it as often as possible. Last week we weren't able to do it, but we are back and in your face.
Everybody's looking for the camera right now. They're all looking.
Everybody's looking. Like, hey, right, the camera's over there. Okay. Hey, hi everybody. Okay.
Hello.
So I'm gonna go.
Namaste.
Namaste. Yeah, namaste.
Namaste. What does that mean?
Okay. What does namaste mean? That's a good one. Let's start with that.
Namaste means the highest in me honors and respects the highest in you. It's sort of like respect. So you're supposed to do it as respect to whoever you see.
That just beats the hell out of
namaste, Tabi.
You know what I'm gonna say, Rod? That just beats the hell out of hello. The highest in me.
See the future.
Oh,
future is in good hands. You okay?
That just beats a yo. What's up or whatever.
There's a different definition. He says a different way. Okay, when teaching kids.
So what do you say to kids when you're teaching kids?
The light in me sees the light in you, or the love in me sees the love in you.
That's cool too. I like that.
Yeah. Wow. Then they
like
can
that.
Relate.
Yeah, they can relate. So, and why does he teach kids?
What does he do?
Hold on.
You haven't even said what he teaches.
Why does he teach kids? Oh, okay, what does he teach kids other than the meaning of namaste? Right. What do you teach kids other than
why are you on the show?
I teach kids yoga.
And why do you teach kids yoga?
Because I am the youngest 200-hour certified yoga teacher. In America.
In America?
You don't have the applause ready, Paul? Where's my applause? Okay, we need applause here, okay?
I was just stunned. The audience was stunned. In all of America, you're the youngest certified yoga instructor?
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
Wow.
So we're going to talk about why you got into yoga, right?
Yeah.
But when did you get it certified?
Well, I got certified when I was 10 years old.
How long ago was that?
That was
A year ago.
Like a year ago?
Yeah, in summer.
Last summer?
Yeah.
Okay. And how old are you now?
I am 11 years old now.
Yeah, so that would be last year. Okay. Yeah. So where did you get certified?
I got certified at
Yoga Athletica.
Yoga Athletica.
Where is Yoga Athletica?
It's in Los Angeles.
Okay.
And why would they even take a 10-year-old?
Well, hold on a second. he's a grumpy old man over there. Okay. But okay, you had to do 200 hours for certification?
Yeah.
And did you do the 200 hours in one summer?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's a lot of hours.
That's a big commitment. I mean, how long did it take you to do that?
Well, we did 7 days the first half, and then we had a break. Then we did 9 days the last half.
And was it full days?
Well, each day was from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Wow.
It was an intensive training.
That is intensive training. And down in Los Angeles, and I understand from your mom that you had a choice of something else to do that summer.
Yes. I had a choice to either go to Europe and go to London and Paris.
Yeah.
Or I could go do the yoga training.
What? You could have gone to London or Europe.
See, Paul just wanted to go to London and Paris. Okay.
I could be a yoga when I'm 12.
Yeah, you're not doing any yoga in those pants. No, you're not going to do that. Okay. So what made you decide to do yoga instead of going to London and Paris? I mean, that's an awesome vacation.
Well, wow. When my mom was like a few weeks cancer-free, she was doing yoga. She started yoga for the first time.
Yeah.
And I could see that it was helping her heal because after beating cancer, she couldn't walk on her own.
Yeah.
She was sad and scared. She was also worried. So after doing yoga a lot, she could walk on her own again.
Mm-hmm.
And I was seeing that she was changing from yoga and she was getting, she was healed.
How old were you when your mom went through her bout with cancer and started doing yoga?
I was 6 years old. In first grade.
And so you really remember?
Yeah.
Like what your mom went through, huh?
Yeah.
And mom, did you do... why don't you just introduce yourself first?
Hi, my name is Sahel, and I am the owner of Care for Yoga Kids Yoga Studio in San Clemente.
Fellow San Clementians here.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Woo-hoo. Represent. Okay. Okay. So, you know, it's a great town. I keep telling everybody this is a great town down there.
It's
yeah, you know,
the best.
Just don't move in groves, right? Because we, you know, we, you know, come down, visit, but, you know.
Come then, do yoga with us.
Do yoga, you know, but then go home. Yeah. So, had you done yoga before?
I had not. And it was something that I. You know, I had different thoughts about it. I just thought, you know, I'm a Pilates girl. I don't do yoga. You know, I didn't know the benefits of it. I thought it was just something where you sit and you close your eyes for an hour, and that's what I thought yoga
was. That's how I do yoga.
Well, if you
little
can
meditation,
that, that's pretty amazing.
Some people say there's snoring that takes place, but, you know. So what made you go? What made you try yoga?
Well, I actually, a friend of mine at the time had said just she wanted to introduce me to her teacher. Because her teacher had, she was very close with that cancer. Her mom had just passed away from mm-hmm. cancer, and she had a sister who was going through it at the time. So I just wanted to connect with her, you know, because being a, you know, cancer survivor, anyone that has cancer, I want to connect with and, you know, just give
Well, there's
each
a support system, right?
Yeah, for sure. Because when you go through it, it's heavy.
Yeah.
And knowing that somebody is experiencing it or has someone, it helps. It helps with the healing process. And so actually the time that I met her happened to be by accident. It was the first night of her teacher training, and I was just
for yoga,
and I was 2 weeks cancer free, and I walked into this place to meet her, and there was about eight other like super yogis, you mm-hmm. know, who've been doing it for years with their manuals about to start, and she just said, you know what, I think you're here for a reason. And just come a couple times and see what you think of it. Mm-hmm. But I really think it's going to help. And I was like, okay, well, I'm here. You know, this is not going to be for me, but sure, I'll just mm-hmm. prove to them that it's not. Mm-hmm. And then one class led to come again to another class. And then she's like, well, you're here. You've got your mantle. You just do the training. I mean, yoga was a foreign language to me. You know, like I had not ever done a class before this, and I went right into a teacher training.
So that's what's kind of like wild is that you got into it accidentally in a way.
Accidentally.
And you didn't even have the background.
I didn't. And it was amazing because I could barely walk on my own. I needed help.
Yeah.
And, you know, still bald and, you know, just all the physical effects from chemo is very fresh. And they just started to, you know, it was just amazing in that process. That two and a half months was my training. It wasn't an intensive. It was a few hours spread every week. And I got stronger. And then I was not crying now. I was, you know, I wasn't scared. I was able to just deal with the stress of having cancer and being scared of, you know, the unknown. With my breathing that I
learned, and the physical practice. Well, and you have a support system now that basically you're looking forward to going to almost like another form of therapy, right?
It is, and it's so amazing. And they really say that yoga is a mind body connection,
right?
And it's true.
And you were kind of at a point where you know you were struggling. I would say, right?
I mean,
with a whole bunch of different things,
probably mentally, emotionally. And he noticed,
and you saw that with your mom.
He saw that I was getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And he's like, "Mom, I need this in my life. Like, we need to tell this, you know, to so many people who have cancer, and not enough people know about yoga, and they think the same thing I did."
Well, it sounds like somebody is on the phone.
Yes, somebody else wants to congratulate this young yogi here. Identify yourself,
caller.
Hey, this is Tibet's grandpa. Hello, Bob John.
Hi.
Hi,
Dad.
Hi, Baba. I want to congratulate you and tell you how proud I am.
Aww.
I hope everything turns around good for you.
So, Grandpa, were you inspired by this? What are you going to do now to change your life here?
Paul is a grandpa.
I'm a grandpa, too. We got to be inspired by them.
I'm going to go sign up for yoga.
I like it.
Perfect answer.
I like it. Where do you live? You sound far away.
I live in San Clemente.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
You're really far away.
It's really deep south.
Really far away. Okay. All right. So, when they told you that your grandson was going to start this, did you believe it?
From the beginning last year, and when Tobias started going to training, and he talked to me, he let me know what he's going to do, and I asked him, "Go ahead." And that's here he is.
Well, and you saw what like Sahel was going through when she did it, right? So,
yes,
you experienced that. I know you guys are close.
Yeah, I had experience. Okay.
No, I was going to say there was a picture that she sent me. I did not use where it was the three of you. Actually, was it at the studio?
Yeah, we were doing.
Yeah, you look like you're pretty on your way there. You have some moves there, sir.
I am with them everywhere.
Now, I don't want to call you up. It sounds like you have an accent, a foreign accent. Where are you from originally?
A little bit. I'm originally from Iran.
Okay.
I've been living here since 1969, and all my kids born here.
Because I thought you actually sounded Indian to me, so I'm imagining that somehow he went exotic.
Right.
They're our neighbor.
Yeah, exactly. It's just it's like going to Arizona.
That's so funny.
I like that. All right. Well, thank you very much, and for being proud.
I have a question.
Oh, okay.
I have a question. Okay. So, when you go to do your yoga classes, since you're on record now on the air for saying that you're going to sign up for yoga,
hasn't done it yet. Right? He's going to sign up.
Who's gonna be your teacher?
Oh yeah.
Uh oh.
Tobey
meets me, Dad.
Wow.
Wow.
See how I kind of like just put that in there?
It's just jump generations right there.
Well, see,
it's all right. We're both his favorite.
You have the best of both worlds there. So, thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
You have anything to say to your grandfather?
I love you, Baba Jean.
I love you, Azizam. Bye again, and see you tonight.
I love you, Dad.
Thank you for calling.
Wow, that's special.
Thank you.
I'm a grandpa too myself, and I can only imagine
so
how proud
cute.
He feels to watch your kids and then your grandkids. It's just like a gift to see it all over again.
Yeah.
To do it.
Well, and I was so happy that he called because I know you guys are close,
we
but
are.
It's like, you know, both on the supporting of the of the training, but also when you were going through your cancer.
Yeah.
My sister had cancer, and she went through that, and a big part, and it's hereditary to a certain extent, it's genetic. So we have people in the family that had it, and that helped a lot, being able to actually have a common conversation with people who have been through there. So, and it's funny because again, part of my sort of bread and butter, my day job when I'm not here in front with a mic in my face, is I do spas, and I'm involved in the spa industry, and it's recently starting to be something that where people are seeing the connection between we started talking about wellness versus just pampering and massage, the wellness factor of it, and then cancer and taking care of your body mind connection, right?
Yeah.
And so it's wonderful to see this, and to see it basically not just something that's sort of like the old nostalgic way of dealing with stuff, or like Paul's generation where you're going to the ashram. This is moving on as a regiment of wellness and upkeep that even the kids are getting
everyday life, not just something exotic.
You keep pointing your finger at me. Do you have another call?
Yes, you have another phone call. Identify yourself, caller here.
Hi, my name is Amy Najad. I'm today's grandma.
The grandma and the grandma.
How many we got?
We're going to have uncles calling and aunts and everybody here. All right.
Oh, my gosh.
Welcome.
Hi, Magani.
Hi, sweetheart. I'm so proud of you, baby. I couldn't miss it. I love you.
Now, what did you think? What did you think when he set out on this journey to be the youngest yogi in America? Were you like, come on?
We went through this with Sahel's cancer. So
yes.
He was very strong. But he went step by step. Anytime Sahal wanted to go to yoga training, he went along, and not only he went along, he got certificate key back.
Yeah.
In the beginning, it was just getting there, but more and more and more, she took him places and stuff like that. He loved it more. And then she's my teacher. He's my teacher, too, because
he's your teacher. Wow.
You need to close down your studio, Sahal.
Okay,
yeah, you just need to retire.
Yeah.
2 years ago, I just came in. Stressed out, tired, talking to Sahal, and then he called me Magani because he was a baby, couldn't say Mamani.
Grandpa calls me, my grandson calls me Baka because he couldn't say Grandpa.
But
we all love these strange names and we adopt them and cherish them. Yes.
So he goes, Magani, I know can you just come here and just listen to me for this 1 minute? I said, he said, I'm going to teach you one thing for yoga. I said, go ahead, please do. He said, well, one hand. It's going to be flowers, and then your other hand's going to be candle. So you're going to smell the flowers and then blow it out with the candle.
I see.
And then do that a few times, and he said it's going to be $25.
Do that a few times, it can be $25.
He taught you how to breathe, and then he charged $25.
He's also the most expensive teacher in America.
You need to retire, I think. He's got the business plan down.
Totally.
So this is capitalistic yoga here. This isn't for just enlightenment.
That thing that
he does donate.
Right now, because I have surgery and I fell and broke my wrist, and I have cracked ribs, is really saving my life because that's how I can breathe right now.
There you go.
Well, whenever you go from the hospital, they give you that little blowing thing to for your breathing because it's so important to get back into.
No, they didn't.
Oh.
They didn't.
Well, you didn't need it.
You've got to
bay.
What do I need? I got your knowledge. But I am so proud of both of them. They both are very strong, and they are doing everything from heart. And I'm so proud to be Sahal's mom and Tibet's grandma.
Wow. How are you feeling? I know you had surgery recently.
I'm doing great right now. Good to know. Way to get on for, but Grandpa beat me to it anyway.
are you going to join Grandpa and get out on the mat here and learn yoga?
Because I'm in the therapy right now. I was in the therapy, and I told the lady, and she just turned around and goes, are you withdrawing? I go, yeah, please. <That's right.
laughs> I'm withdrawing from therapy. I have my own built in.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thanks, Mom.
I do want a picture of both Grandpa and Grandma. Taking a class, yes. I think that's the
doing
next picture that you need to get down, whatever it is.
Downward dog.
Okay. What made you suggest to teach her that?
Breathing.
For breathing.
Why did you
grandma?
Teach her that move?
Did you see that she need? What made you do it?
Well,
she wanted $25.
No.
You have grandkids.
I know how it works.
She told me that she was sometimes at night she was having trouble sleeping, and that sometimes when she had pains, it was hard for her to breathe. So I showed her this yoga breathing, and she keeps on telling me how whenever she can't sleep at night, she always does that, mm-hmm. and it helps her. And it helps her, like, if she's having pains, then it helps her. It helps get rid of the pains.
This is for real reason. This isn't just for...
And stress, too. She uses it for everything.
Can we take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk about more of this? And I got some questions.
You got some saxophone for me?
Oh, gosh. No, I don't. Then talk for a second.
We're not taking a break. We're not taking a break until you get some saxophone for me.
Get some saxophone.
Okay.
Because Tobey didn't bring his saxophone with him today.
Yeah, you know, had I known.
Right.
Yeah. But, okay, so I have a question. You went and did the training. You were around with your mom all this time, right? You're getting these little certificates, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you, when I asked you what made you go do the training, you told me because you saw your mom, right?
Yeah.
But you have other reasons why you wanted to do this, right?
Yeah.
And what is that? Just we'll talk about a few of them for now, and then we'll talk some more.
So I wanted to get a certificate so I could teach yoga, because yoga doesn't just help with healing. It also helps with dealing with stress.
Mm-hmm.
And when I teach kids yoga, they have, not just adults have stress, it's kids and adults, everybody has stress. So sometimes when kids come to the studio,
mm-hmm.
they talk about what happened at school, and they like if people were bullying them, I teach them techniques of how to deal with the stress and how to help with the bullying.
So before we go to the break, what would you tell somebody who just told you, for example, that they're stressing out from bullying? What's some advice that you would give them?
Well, I would say try to stay away from those people. And if they're really bothering you, just go away from them and do some breathing and try to just relax.
Take yourself out of the situation.
Yeah.
Huh?
All right, we're going to take everybody out of the situation here with a little of what got to be arguably one of the greatest jazz sax players of all time. In tribute to our young guest's new avocation of playing jazz. I don't know if you play jazz, but he plays...
Well, who is it? So I want to know if Tobey knows him.
Charlie Parker.
Do you know Charlie Parker?
No.
Okay, so that's the old teaching the new.
That's right.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then after we come back from the break, I want you to teach Paul some yoga.
Okay.
The majority of Americans, you want to continue living in a familiar environment throughout your maturing years. In fact, according to many surveys, 82% of homeowners overwhelmingly prefer to age in place, which means living in their current homes safely, independently, and comfortably, regardless of age or ability level. With over 30 years of combined experience in residential, commercial, hospitality, and destination resorts fields, Your Home for a Lifetime is a company dedicated to empowering you to maintain your quality of life and independence by helping you make your house your home for a lifetime. Do you want to reorganize or remodel your home? Do you want to add a full bathroom and possibly a bedroom on the main floor? Are you looking to make your kitchen more functional? Is an aging parent moving in, or your child is moving out, or even moving back in? Call Your Home for a Lifetime at 949-492-1872 or check them out on the web at yourhomeforalifetime.com and find out how they can help you make your house your home for a lifetime.
Thank you.
little John Coltrane bring us back to this. Yeah, two of the greatest jazz, most influential jazz saxophonists of all time. Certainly Charlie Parker, the Bird, with playing Ornithology.
You know why he was called the Bird?
I forgot. I knew the story once, but I forgot.
Well, I thought you're, it's close to 2 degrees of separation from Charlie Parker. You could tell me.
I am. No,
he's not that old. Paul is not that old.
These are both from the 40s, 1940s and 50s.
But I was saying this before we started the show. I was saying, I did not know that, among other things, not only do we have the honor of having the youngest yogi in the country sitting in front of me, but Tebe also plays some instruments, or you've played instruments while you're going through school, right?
Yeah.
And so what instruments? Did you start off on piano, or did you start off on violin?
Yeah, I started off on piano, but that was, not in school. That was...
Just classes?
Yeah.
Okay. And then what did you do after that? What other instruments have you played?
In fourth grade, I played the violin.
Yeah.
In fifth grade, I played the trombone. And now I'm in sixth grade, and I play the saxophone.
So let me ask you, usually people will, and I'm saying usually it's just a generalization, but usually people will pick one instrument, for example.
Yeah.
And they will just play that instrument forever, right?
Yeah, but when in fourth grade, we only had the choice of singing and doing violin, so I chose violin.
Okay.
Then in fifth grade, we had the choice of doing, we could also do band, so I wanted to do that. I wanted to do that because it sounded interesting.
To do band?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the instrument that I chose, I wasn't that good at it.
That's the trombone?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I wanted to switch instruments this year.
To saxophone?
Yeah.
And he's really good.
So out of all of the ones that you've played, what would you say, what's your favorite?
Saxophone.
Saxophone?
Yeah.
Tell me why.
Well, it's sort of the easiest for me, and I like the way it sounds.
Did you hear that? Saxophone is the easiest. Okay, for somebody who tried to take saxophone lessons, I'll tell you, it was not easy. That's pretty cool. And it's fun. Why I'm talking about this a little bit longer is because it just hit me while we were at the break. As we started talking about how saxophone, for me, why I've always liked saxophone is because you could close your eyes, you could be in a room full of people, or you could be just listening to it on your own, and you could almost connect with the person who's playing because it's the closest thing to their soul coming out of their body projected through.
And you know why it fits with yogi? Because it's all about breathing.
It's all about breathing.
That's right.
Yeah, it's all about breath control and
that's pretty
armature
cool.
Controlling your how you're blowing into this onto this reed.
Yeah, my music teacher.
We have an expert here. Right.
At the beginning of the year, my music teacher was talking to us about how it has to do with breathing.
And so that kind of connected with you already, right? Yeah.
Just so you know, because cool. I want you to go ask your music teacher about Charlie Parker. That's who you heard today. And Miles Davis, one of the other, probably one of the biggest triad of giants in the jazz industry, once said, you can tell the history of jazz in four words. Louis Armstrong, who played the trumpet, and Charlie Parker,
who played the
saxophone. So go ask. You want to go hear how people, and what made Charlie Parker great is he used to do things, they talked about it here, they called it interpolation. He would add an original melody of his own imagination over an existing song. So he would find a way to, while the rest of the band is playing an original song, a standard everybody knew, he would
layer
it with his own personal thing here.
Yeah,
pretty amazing. Go ask him about Charlie Parker. Don't forget.
So we went to break with talking about kids and that kids deal with stress too, huh?
Yeah.
And so I think we all kind of maybe know that, but I don't know that a lot of people stop to think about it consciously and say, oh, yeah, kids are stressed out too.
Yeah.
Right? And bullying, we hear a lot about bullying, but there's, just normally people are stressed, school or whatever, right? So what other things do you have kids tell you? Because I would think that even if you and your mom were in the same room and you had kids there,
yeah.
That, because she gives classes to kids, right? With Care for Yoga, right? But in San Clemente, with the website, careforyoga.com.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
And what is it?
Care for Yoga. Right. Which, by the way, the number four also
It's a guy doing tree pose.
That's right.
Doing a tree pose.
Right. A guy doing... Show me that. Do that on the air.
Show Paul a tree pose.
Into a four?
Show Paul a tree pose.
How does that turn into a four?
Oh, stand up.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay.
Stand up, Paul.
Stand right here.
Right,
here.
No,
stand up, Paul.
I can never be seen on camera.
No, stand up. I want you to do a tree pose.
Paul. Please, right. Have him do it. Right?
Tree pose. So stand next to him. Actually, show him first. Go ahead and show him first.
Turn around so we're not hitting the camera.
There's different types of tree pose.
Okay.
One is like this. But don't make sure you don't put it on your knee.
Oh, okay.
So you could put it right here.
All right.
On your ankle.
And we're going to take a picture and post it. So we'll.
Thigh, yeah. But never on your knee.
Okay.
And
Hold on.
Kind of looks like a four.
Yeah. So stand in that area by the door, the two of you, yeah, side by side, and let's see.
There's a different kind of tree pose where you do it like this, and this is how the guy.
That's how Paul hangs out at the bars, actually.
This is called falling tree.
Nice.
Thank you.
And that's my four with Care for Yoga.
So that's
that is. You know, I once studied yoga. But I couldn't do downward dog, and my teacher came over and said, you've created a new pose called bad dog. So I could only do bad dog.
Okay. My wife just texted me saying, I will pay good money for a photo of Paul doing tree pose.
Done. I got it. Tell her to text me.
We're selling it.
We got it. Okay, how much money should we sell the picture of Paul?
Too.
Hold on a second. I'm talking to the businessman. I'm talking to the businessman in the group.
Hey, we're the talent.
Tabe, how much should we sell the picture of Paul doing tree pose?
I'm not sure.
Okay, we'll have to get back to you, honey, about what the price for that is. But we do have
You know what we're going to do? We're going to do a calendar. He and I are going to do a calendar.
Oh, you're going to do a calendar now?
Side by side.
See, you give him an inch and he takes a mile. Now
young tree, old tree, growing tree.
The giving tree.
Aging tree.
The falling tree. I like the falling tree. I don't think that was... Did you know about the falling tree pose?
Yeah.
Well,
I invent my own poses all the time.
I remember sometimes when we're doing yoga,
yeah.
Whenever I lose balance and I fall, I say, that's... A few minutes after the lumberjack came.
Oh,
exactly.
See, there's a kindred spirit there.
Right, I gotta tie in two other things. We do lots of interesting shows. I'm always amazed at the threads that run through our 20-plus shows here, most of which are business-related. We had a guest in just 2 weeks ago on our beauty show. We have a show called Skinny on Beauty, and they talk about beauty and fashion. And the woman who hosts that show is very into yoga. And so occasionally she veers off and talks about yoga. And she had her yoga instructor on, whose name I'll bring up in a second. I'm looking at the website here. Christy Curtis. Is
okay.
Her, I don't know if you know her. But she started off, she was a athlete, high school basketball player somewhere in Orange County here, and fell into yoga by accident and thought, this is amazing. Every athlete in the world should do it. So now part of her practice is she goes back to high schools in the area and gets kids to do it. And she does it, one, for bullying, to get rid of stress and negativity and all this other stuff, and two, to teach breathing, because every athlete runs out of breath.
Well, and Tabe,
you're a musician.
Your mom was saying that you've already been approached by your school, right?
Yeah.
By principal, or who was it?
I'm not really sure.
Because somebody came up to him.
I'm not really sure who the principal is. There's a lot of people that I don't know.
Okay, I was going to ask you what school it is, but if you don't know who your principal is, maybe I shouldn't ask.
That's a sad fact. Mr. and Ms. Principal, you need to make yourself more
aware
here.
That's actually pretty good that he stays away from the principal's office.
Yeah.
Teacher, actually.
That's a perfect way of putting it.
Yeah.
He does not know the principal.
He has an interactive
because he has no reason to know the principal.
Exactly.
Okay. What school do you go to?
Vista Del Mar.
Middle school, right?
Yeah, middle school.
Cool.
Do you know what Vista Del Mar stands for in Spanish?
They told me once, but I forgot. It was something about the ocean.
View of the ocean.
Yeah, view of the ocean.
Right. Do you guys want to just be left alone?
There's a
grandparent thing going on. So your mom was saying that you've already been asked to do a few things at the school, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
What things have you been asked to do?
During PE, I told my PE teacher about that I do yoga, and she said that's very interesting, and she wants me to teach yoga for the class on free choice days or free choice or rainy days.
Rainy days.
So I remember I taught a class one day, and so we had the choice of either doing free choice and yoga, and so whoever didn't want to do yoga could just do free choice.
Free choice means you can do whatever you want that day, right?
So most of the class chose yoga.
Wow. That's great.
Now, can I ask you a question? Because, all right, so you're in what grade? I don't remember what, 11, and you're like in fifth grade or fourth grade?
Sixth
grade, okay. I was close. How do kids react to this? Do they make fun of you for doing it because it's different? Do they embrace it because it's cool? I could see a wide range of reactions.
What's been the reaction from kids
in
school?
Well, a lot of them think it's really cool. Most of the boys think yoga is just for girls, but it's actually the opposite. It was made by men for men.
Mm.
That's why most of the poses should be modified for women.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So,
that's pretty impressive.
That's pretty adult. Oh, okay. I don't know if we're going to get into deep philosophical.
Just sit back. You got more knowledge. Okay.
Yeah, that's I'm impressed.
So the reaction has been good, huh?
Yeah.
And also his teacher mentioned to me and him yesterday at a staff meeting they had, and they asked him if he could do yoga for
one of the staff meetings.
One of the staff meetings. And then also before they have big finals, like, you know, before the semester.
Yeah, if they do a test, they want yoga good for?
Is it really? Well, give me the definition of yoga in a few seconds. Is it to channel some inner energy, like in Chinese, the chi?
What does it mean to you?
Yeah. What is yoga?
Well, I'm not talking about what it meant to you when you saw your mom doing it.
Yeah,
I'm saying for you.
Well, it's a few different things. It helps deal with stress. It helps you relax more. If you're if you need to relax, yoga will help with that. And if you need, like, the opposite, it will also help with fat. So,
but yeah. you mean to get energy and be energized.
So do you think, does it based on the idea of, like, the Chinese, the chi, this inner energy that's flowing through your body? I don't really
know.
That's
a mind-body connection, you know.
Okay.
So it's helping your mind and your body physically.
All right, so I'm going to bring up one other thing here. I got to plug one other show we did about a year ago with a former CNN a foreign correspondent, Brad Willis. You can look him up on Wikipedia. I'm looking at his thing right here. And he won all sorts of awards, Associated Press, UPI. He covered the Kuwait, liberation of Kuwait, something very close to Rod. Were you living in Kuwait?
No, I wasn't, but my dad was.
Your dad was, okay.
He was still there.
So he went through all this stuff, and what happens? He fell off a building, I believe it was. He fell somehow and really, really hurt his lower back. And that led to some fusion operation in his lower spine that failed and left him disabled. And on top of that, he got cancer. So he wasn't given long to live. Oh. And he claims, and he's written books about this and stuff, that when he stopped taking heavy medications and turned to the Vedas, is that the teaching?
Ayurveda.
Yeah.
Okay, when he turned to that as an alternative to Western medicine that was apparently failing him, after 2 years of intense meditation, veganism, and other things, he claims he not only cured his cancer, but his back problems.
I love that.
And now he has written books about it. So here was a guy at a very high level who had two things that would normally kill most people, a big fall. I think he fell off a building or something.
Wow.
He covered something.
Wow.
And then got cancer on top of it.
Well, look at just, and not to that extreme a case, that's a wonderful story, but look at just in terms of people that basically do Tai Chi.
Yes, right.
Okay, as a regular, and you know, in many cases people say, oh, it's Tai Chi, is a sort of a senior person's.
I took Tai Chi for a while. I really liked it.
Right, but I think anybody who, I mean, it's wonderful, because I'm sure that when you were doing it, when your mom was going through her cancer and, you know, started to do yoga, you absorbing it through your mom and kind of doing it, that you yourself felt better, right?
Yeah.
Like you felt a little more relaxed.
Yeah.
From seeing your mom kind of dealing with all that.
And would it also give you, I would think it would give you balance, and it would also make you very limber. You know what the word limber is? I mean, you can move, you can, you're very flexible. You're not stiff. As we get older, we get stiff and everything hurts.
Well, and you develop skills going through that experience that basically you are just become part of you, right?
Yeah, because when she beat cancer, she did the teacher training.
Mm-hmm.
And so the teacher let me participate in some of the poses. And so after the training, I was familiar with a lot of the yoga poses, as well as my mom.
And you went on to do other trainings, too, with me.
So what other trainings do you have?
I have a severe to mild autism for kids certificate. I have circus yoga.
And what does that mean? So you work with kids who have severe to mild autism, and somehow this will do what? Yoga can
like
can help.
What's something?
Because autism means you're disconnected from the world, and somehow you're getting all these strange impulses. You can't make sense of them, so you retreat into your own world here.
So, like,
so what's something that you would do for somebody if you're working with somebody who has autism?
Like, sometimes when they're shy and they don't like being around other people.
True.
And so after doing yoga with for a long time, they're able to go into a full class, like with a lot of people there.
Yeah, it's
amazing.
There are some kids.
So where does what other certificates do you have?
I have circus yoga.
Circus
level
yoga.
One and two.
Level one and two.
What does that mean?
Like
you can do it in
yoga.
The circus? No.
So like there's, it's mostly partner poses. Mm. So you can do yoga poses with two people or more. There's also a lot of circus stuff involved with it because yoga's also helps with concentration.
So this must be more acrobatic. You're doing circus, like you're doing very difficult things, two people
and,
together.
Like you can like spin plates on a stick, which it helps with focus.
And balance.
Yeah.
I used to have a guy when I was a kid, there was a show called The Ed Sullivan Show. We all watched every Sunday night, and it was a series of acts like that, almost like circus acts.
It was in black and white, too.
Show. And there was one guy who I've never forgotten who used to come on, I don't know his name, but he used to spin plates on poles. And by the time he had like 10 poles lined up, and by the time he got to the end, the first ones were wobbling. So, of course, he had to run back and keep them all spinning like that. Mm-hmm. I've never forgotten it because that's basically the way Rod and I have lived our life, spinning lots of plates all at once here.
I was going to say that was a black and white show. So that was before color. What is that?
What is my that? Mom, she... goes to the Ivy.
Yeah.
And,
you're going to spin her Ivy plates?
Yeah.
I would not be happy with that.
You know, I know from what your mom has posted about her Ivy plates is that you're probably not going to get to spin her Ivy plates.
Yeah, those will not be in our yoga.
Do we bring up
maybe just one plate?
You know, we got to bring up. We got a third person.
No, we are, but I just
only got 5 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
He donates all his money too, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
So because you just gave out some classes like in the last couple of like last week and this week, right? Like Monday and Friday or something, or Saturday.
Yeah.
And you donated the proceeds from the classes to
kids who have cancer.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah, all of it except for pennies.
I collect pennies.
Except for pennies, right?
Do you?
Yes.
Do you have any 1940 steel pennies?
I have 1923.
1923. Okay, you don't
you just got schooled. Okay, on the air, on your own station.
Wow.
Okay,
all right.
So we do have one more person in the studio, and I've been holding out because I wanted to basically ask Dad. Okay, introduce yourself, Dad.
My name is Larry Atkins III.
Because
I'm the fourth.
You're the fourth, right?
Yeah.
Tabay is your middle name, right?
Yeah, I go by Tabay.
Okay, and so you're an athlete, former athlete, right?
Yes, I played with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Oakland Raiders.
You did? Yeah.
Wow. So I'm just so impressed with this whole collection of people here. Beat cancer, young yogi, professional football player. Oh, my goodness. This is, like, incredible.
What did you play?
His yoga class was harder than
football.
What
did you play?
I played a linebacker and strong safety.
Wow. See? It's like for a decade, right?
Well, I played
like 10 years?
5 years.
5 years?
Actually.
Yeah.
I don't even have a funny comeback for that. That's
okay. You just sit there in the glow of the moment. Right? But I wanted to ask you, and I've been holding off on purpose because we touched on, you know, like the sports side of it. We touched on all that stuff, right? So first and foremost, Dad, how does it make you feel?
Well, I'm proud of him for his accomplishment and also the reason why he's doing it for, you know, to help people and... And it's good to see young kids, especially at a young age, with that mission.
Amen. You know? That's amazing, right? I mean, not only what started off being maybe support for his mom, but then also taking on those skill sets that will benefit him for the rest of his life, individually, right? And now then sharing outwardly in the manner that he is, so generously.
Isn't that what we're all afraid of, was the next generation? So often we hear the next generation, they're slackers, or they're this, or we're scared of them, or, you know, oh my goodness, they have all these things that we think are wrong with them. And then you see this come along, and you say, wow, maybe we're overreacting. Maybe we're in good hands.
Thank you, Paul, for once again basically highlighting the show. The reason, this is exactly why I wanted you guys to come today, because, you know, we need more of this hopefulness. Right? And people who are doing it truly from the genuineness of their heart.
Right.
Right? Not because you know, you hear about helicopter parents and people putting kids in sports and, you know, you got to do this and you got to pick a sport. You can't not be doing a sport or something. This is self-motivated.
Yes, right.
And I wanted people to experience and hear from the source what that sounds like. Because it definitely sounds different, and it sounds very hopeful, and it gives me a lot of hope in the future. Plus, you know, yay San Clemente, but, you know, that's a separate thing. But so this is awesome, right? I mean, I'm sure you're proud of him anyway, but this is pretty cool.
And where did you grow up? Where did you grow up in... I have no idea where you grew up, so tell me about your growing up. And I guess what I'm getting at is, would you have ever seen this when you were growing up, a young kid doing yoga?
Yeah, I grew up in Venice, California.
Okay. Well, that's a pretty funky anything-goes area anyway, a little bit here.
So it's a little different now.
You didn't grow up in Kansas. I guess I thought you were going to say I grew up in Kansas City, and no, nobody would ever do any of this type of stuff. But where I grew up, nobody would have ever done this, yeah.
Well, at the time I grew up, no one would ever have done this either.
Yeah.
And after, you know, after seeing him do it and actually going through, you know, classes with him, and I kind of wish that I got into this
early too,
because it does help a lot, you know, with your body and your mind. And
yeah,
so do you do yoga now?
Yes, I do. And he's taking me through some. And like I said, we had a conversation earlier about, you know, being an athlete and going through intense training. But he took me through one of the toughest.
Oh yeah,
he kicked your butt.
He really did.
At the end of the training, in order to succeed, we have to bring someone in and teach them a yoga class.
Oh.
So I brought
him. So you brought Dad in?
Yeah. And
Dad's like, all right, I'll do this. But yeah, all right, okay.
So the kid has a sense of humor, too.
Yeah.
He was dripping sweat. And
we had to put a towel under his head and down dog.
But tell what you said about the different, like how this was more intense. Yeah, it's harder for you.
Yeah, because I've been through, you know,
NFL combines.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, two a days, and, you know, the things we, like, all athletes are all professional football players.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hate about the game is
right.
Two a days. But going through that hour and a half was as tough as one of, you know, as tough as a two a day practice.
Really? I mean,
it was pretty intense. But at the same time, finishing it, and when it was over, I felt just that much better. I felt energized afterwards.
So many athletes today are looking for alternative ways to push themselves. You know, some unfortunately turn to steroids and drugs and just try and take the quick way to build themselves or beef themselves up or something. But more and more, I know your athletes, wide receivers, used to study ballet because it made your footwork better. I would think yoga would fit for lots of things. I mean, are there, you must have friends that are still athletes or that were athletes or whatever. How do they react to this?
Well, I haven't really had any conversations about that.
They're going to laugh at you. Your kid does what?
But I would recommend any athlete, you know, regardless of the sport, to get into it because
it makes you flexible and it keeps your stress down and it teaches your breathing. Breathing is so important to everything.
And in pretty much all sports, focus. And
focus, yeah, right.
And,
focus.
You know, breathing, and especially when things are hard, you know, things get tough during a game or a competition, you know, you can go back to that and that can kind of push you through it. And, you know, you can go through smooth as opposed to where that's where usually people break down in their, you know, craft or whatever it may be. They break down. But this right here can kind of help you focus.
How do you
it.
Keep focus when you were in the line? You were strong safety and then you were what else?
A linebacker.
When they're just, I mean, the linebacker, the game's over every 5 seconds when the play's called. I mean, you just whack each other and then the rest of the play goes on. How do you keep focus over after again and again and again? I'm going to hit you again and again and again. I'm going to try and tackle you again and again and again. And within seconds, I've either done it or I haven't done it here.
Well, that's the thing with the game. It's so fast, and after one play is over, and then you have to reset.
Yes,
and that's a perfect example.
And you got beat the last one, so you got to clear your mind
exactly.
And say, okay, I'm not going to happen again here.
But see, that's the cool thing that I think anybody who has done meditation, anybody who's done, you know, even breathing exercises, right, where you're really oxygenating your brain cells, and you're doing it in a proper rhythm, okay? Those are tools that you can revert back to. You can use as a resource anytime, any place. I mean, I catch myself times where I basically, and you know, it's not stressful like with Larry was dealing with, right? For sure. But you know, I'm dealing with contractors and job sites and things not being delivered, and you're caught between owners and you know, people that you're counting on to do something, and you're basically having to literally, you know, be a coach and mediate
and it's
got to
happen
everything.
Right now. Yeah.
Well,
right.
But the thing about it's got to happen right now, and why didn't it happen already? And so there are times when just like Tabe was saying, where you're advising kids. You know, I mean, again, everybody he's talking to that takes this to heart or even applies it, even if they don't apply it for 10 years, they know that it's there and they can pull back on it. I would step away from the situation, breathe.
Yeah.
Go and
settle yourself down.
Go into your falling tree pose.
If you get into a meditation point where you're able to basically project a little bit to sort of what they call a safe place, right, and just take a moment, right, physically in your mind's eye to that place, those are amazing things for anybody to have. I agree with you, Larry. You know, and I think whether you're an athlete, then it enhances your craft.
To stay,
you know,
in the moment,
but
to
just
be able to focus
but
like
just
that
quality
too, yeah.
of life and having that awareness, being in the spot where you have awareness of what's happening in your mind, your body, that you have a connection with your mind and body that you can call on, and it's there for you. It's amazing.
I call on my body all the time.
Sign
but it's
him
not,
up today. He's ready.
Yeah, I call on my body all the time, but it's not always there for me. The great. I'm a jazz lover, as you can tell. The great Frank Sinatra, one of the greatest jazz singers of all times, claimed that. His whole fame came from his early on learning how to control his breath, breathe. That's how he could sustain these long phrases and sing and not run out of breath.
I want to take it away from that there's an ulterior motive for it, right? Just in general, regardless of age, okay? Regardless of what you do for a living, I think quality of life-wise, these are some of these things where we don't, I mean, to be kind of sad, it's sad. Commentary, we don't take the time to connect with ourselves and with our lives in this way, to have that heightened awareness, to take a moment for ourselves and breathe. I mean, nobody needs a special equipment for that. You just have to remember that you're a human
being. And that's what amazes me about any young person would do this, because my perception of young people from my ancient perch here is that you guys all have ADD. You can't sit still for 5 seconds. You've got to watch TV.
This would help ADD too, right?
Yeah.
How to stay focused. You've got to, you know, I watch kids and they got to have the iPhone and the TV and something else going on the X-ray. They're doing 5 things at once, so they can't just sit.
So you know what you just said? You just defined the fact that this is even more critically important.
Very much so.
For us to infuse into people early on. I think, like what I was starting to say, is kids are going to tell you something, right?
Yeah.
That they may never tell your mom, even though she's there in your studio, because they're just going to relate to you and feel comfortable to talk to you, right?
Yeah.
So it's amazing that you're doing this, because I think just for that reason alone, that's going to open up so many other people and help so many other people, whether they have cancer or if it's just, you know, for like bullying or just, you know, like having these tools.
Yeah.
Right? And now, you've had feedback from his teachers, right?
Yes.
Like not yoga teachers, but from his school teachers,
Yeah, his
right?
school teacher.
Why don't you share some
couple minutes left
here.
We got to go.
Okay, well, this is actually a letter that his teacher, Shauna Meyerson with Yoga Athletica, emailed me.
Okay.
But she does trainings all over the world.
Right.
And
this is where he got his certification,
Right. And she said, "Dear Sahel, how can I put into words what a joy it was to have Tabe in Yoga Athletica teacher training? He is such an extraordinary little guy with very big hair. On so many levels.
Love the hair, by the way.
Let's start with his maturity. While he definitely has a joy de vivre of a 10-year-old, he has the soul of a seasoned yogi who has sat on the mountain in contemplation for years." Which I get that a lot, by the way. It was amazing. It was amazing to watch him deftly walk that line between childhood and ancient wisdom. His pervasive kindness and gentleness precedes him and clearly guides all his thoughts, words, and deeds. Such an evolved indigo child. And here he was, hanging with the big boys, or girls as it were, and holding his own in an extremely intensive and challenging training. All too often, I would ask a question about a difficult concept, and no one could answer. And then Tabe would just pop out a response out of nowhere and be completely dead on. My jaw hurt from all the times he made it drop. We are talking 16, 10.5-hour days here, so few adults can even take that kind of intensity. And I can't imagine another child being able to do it. All those hours of nonstop information coming at him at turbo speed, and he kept up the whole time. And he even kept awake. That boy is such an extraordinary human being, and I am so honored to have had him in my training. I hope he remembers me when he goes on to be the most famous yogi alive. Wow. With love, Shauna.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
How does that make you feel when you hear that? Is it embarrassing? Is it cool?
It's cool.
It's cool.
See, he's confident. Yeah. He's comfortable in his own skin.
All right, last, where does this go? Are you gonna? Is this your life?
Well, they're going somewhere right after this, right?
Yes.
Where are you going after this?
We can't say now.
But you can be general about it.
Yeah.
Doing another interview?
He's doing another interview, yeah, for a TV show that is national. Okay. And we will, of course, I'll let you know that, and then he'll help me share with the world.
Yeah, but there
we
go. But I mean, and
that's just the beginning. Like, it's just,
having thank you guys for being on the show. I mean,
yeah,
I know.
You know, thank you for having us.
Yeah, we're glad to. Did you have fun?
He
just wants to get his word out and his mission out of not just its amazing accomplishment of being the youngest certified teacher, but the reason why, and just to get out. If I didn't accidentally get into yoga, I don't know where I'd be right now.
Right.
And so many of my clients say the same thing. No, yoga's not for me. Yoga's not for my kid. You know, we're very competitive, or, you know, we're too busy. It's when you're too busy. That's who needs it the most. If you don't have 20 minutes or an hour a day to do it, you need it more than anyone that does have time.
Right.
And especially with sickness and, you know, it helps so much. And we just want to share it. And just if anyone just tries one class and then has that great experience and shares it with the next person who has cancer or had cancer, any kind of illness or stress, it's going to help them.
Dare to be, you know, let life's journey lead you.
Yeah.
Right? Sometimes, you know, we try to be so in control of everything that we really miss out on these doors that open, right? And so I've said it over and over and over that, you know, just follow your own path, but you got to trust, right? You got to be willing to trust that and take the risk.
Yeah.
There's risk involved to do that. And believe it or not, there's also risk involved in not doing it.
Right. Everyone can,
which somehow people forget, right? It's like, oh, if I don't take the risk, then I'm okay. No, you're something else is missing now.
And everyone can benefit from yoga.
So, last word, Tabe, to you.
Yes.
What would you like to share with anybody who's listening with us today?
I'd also want to say what other, besides yoga, what I like to do.
Yes. What else do you like
you
to do?
Time for
Thank
other
you.
Things?
Thank oh my you. Goodness. No, I do want to know. What else do you like to do?
I like to build Legos.
Of course.
I like to travel.
Of course.
I like to cook and bake.
Cook and bake. Okay.
I also like to collect pennies.
So anybody who has pennies,
please,
you can contact me and we'll get them to Tabe, right?
I collected pennies for years. I have a whole collection somewhere in a box somewhere here going back.
So if you weren't doing yoga, what would you do? Like what would you be doing?
If I didn't have to go to school, I'd be super happy. But if I didn't.
But they need you there now, see?
They need you. They need you. That's
if,
right.
I didn't know anything about yoga and I didn't know about anything about that, then I would be sitting in my room building Legos, eating American cheese.
And you know what?
I think paradise defined right there.
Tell him why. He doesn't eat American cheese. He's saying if he didn't know, because yoga,
health.
You know, because how unhealthy.
If you didn't know, Mom, we had a very nice patriotic way to end the show. Now we don't. Okay, so you know, because of doing yoga, you wouldn't be eating American cheese. So what would you be eating?
I would be eating.
I want to know what's your choice meal. Like if you could have anything right now, what would you be eating?
I would be eating.
Forget about Mom being here. Just tell me what would you
tell
eat.
Us the truth.
I have
Come on.
Three things that I'd be eating.
All right. What would you be
all
eating?
At once?
Tacos.
Tacos. Of
Not
course.
Just any tacos.
Not, yeah. Her tacos.
Oh, Mom's tacos. Okay. What kind of tacos?
We had winged lamb in here a number of times. Who created Yahoo Fish tacos?
What kind of tacos? Like fish, chicken. What kind of tacos?
Chicken. Organic.
Okay. Organic chicken. Yeah. Okay. And what else would you like? One.
Lubia polo, which is a Persian dish.
Yes, very good.
Never even heard of that. Okay.
It means bean rice.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
which he had today.
Yeah. And adas polo, which is another Persian dish. It means lentil rice.
It was lentils, right.
But
it also has raisins in it, which I really like.
Mm. Right, so pretty
so
healthy.
Pretty healthy.
Pretty,
anyway.
Pretty healthy, yeah.
All I can say is you're raising a pretty good kid here.
Thank
All right, we
got
to go. So tell everybody how to get in touch with your studio and with
Namaste,
Roger.
Namaste, everybody.
Namaste.
Yes, you can find Tabe, his classes or mine, at careforyoga.com. CAre4yoga.com.
And Rod, how do they reach you?
Well, I'll just be at the studio now. No, I'm going to go hang with Tabe. Now, you can reach me at Rod, R-A-A-D, period, Gantus, G-H-A-N-T-O-U-S, at gmail.com. If you're listening to this show later when we release it and you'd like to get a hold of anybody on the show, please let me know. Reach out via Gmail. Go ahead, say
one
hello.
More thing. And Tabe, we just got him a YouTube channel. So Tabe Atkins, you can find him on YouTube and Twitter
and
Instagram.
Spell the name.
Tabe, T-A-B-A-Y. Atkins is A-T-K-I-N-S. Tabe Atkins.
At YouTube. Okay. What's that, Tabe?
I remember when I was little, I did this roller coaster video on YouTube.
So if you look at Tabe,
he is not new to video.
He's not. And yeah, he was on the Parenting Magazine, and he was on the Good Day LA.
So look out for Tabe. You're gonna see a lot of Tabe everywhere.
Yes.
If you're in San Clemente, I will tell you, make sure you get a copy tomorrow when it hits the stand, and it's going to get covered by the Sun Post too. But tomorrow, we got an early copy. Thanks, Eric Hines from the SC Times. Tabe's on the front cover. Young Ooh. Yogi on the SC Times. So San Clemente is another proud reason for you to be San Clemente, a special place that we all love. Thank you very
Namaste.
Much, everybody, for being here. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thanks, Paul.
You have been listening to the Rad Life Radio Show with your host and age explorer, Rad Gontos, brought to you on the one and only OCTalkRadio.net. Join us again next week as we continue our journey of discovery into life's challenges, opportunities, options, and all the latest and greatest things that come with getting older.